Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm going solo again this week. We don't have an interview in store. But this week, we're going to be talking about pay. And this is an exciting topic and one that I think I can get pretty passionate about when I hear stories that talking about pay could prevent. One common situation is when someone starts out making more money than someone who's worked there for the company for a while. If we talk about pay, these situations all but completely go away. Today, we're going to be covering why it's important to talk about pay, how to close wage gaps, how it helps keep employers honest, and how you can talk about pay a little bit more. The money talking points from today's episode are: how much do you make at your job? Do you feel like there's an unfair wage situation at your job? And why do you think it is important to talk about wages? So let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Well, today we are going to be talking about pay transparency and talking about our pay. We're going to be talking about why it's important to talk about how much we make. And how does talking about money help everyone? Well, it helps everyone because it allows us to learn from each other. It allows us to say, hey, I'm doing this and it's working really well for me. I would suggest you try it out too. Or, wow, I found myself in this real pickle because I would probably call this a scam that I just found myself in, even though it's not. But that's something that now you'll know to avoid, because talking about money helps us all learn and get a little bit better. And especially talking about our pay helps us all get paid a little better. And also just helps everyone feel more comfortable when talking about money, because obviously your money starts at your pay for your jobs. So let's get into how this can impact our overall situation with money and how we can talk about pay and how it will impact us. Well, talking about pay, it actually impacts every single employee, whether you're the employee talking about pay or not. If employees are talking about pay, it means that they're all more aware of what equal pay is in their specific workplace, but it also allows you to develop a better feel when you're talking to your friends or peers or family about pay. When you say, hey, I don't think you're getting paid fairly for that job because blank, 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 because you're talking about pay with other people. Obviously, you don't need to be talking about it all the time. That's a little bit weird, but it helps us all learn what similar positions make and helps us all get paid fairly. And also, there's corporate policies that discourage wage discussions, and all they are just there to do that. They discourage wage discussions so that people don't realize how much each other gets paid. Odds are that there's an unfair wage situation in your workplace if the policy is being policed very heavily. And the National Labor Relations Board states, under the NLRA Act, employees have the right to communicate with other employees at their workplace about their wages. Wages are a vital term and condition of employment, and discussion of wages are often preliminary to organizing or other actions for mutual aid or protection. If you're an employee covered by the Act, you may discuss wages in a face-to-face conversation and in written messages. When using electronic communications like social media, keep in mind that your employer may have other policies against using their equipment for that. However, policies that specifically prohibit the discussion of wages are unlawful. Well, that's interesting. And that just lays it out plain and simple for you, especially if you have an employer that's saying you can't talk about pay. Just know that you can, and there's really nothing they can do about it if you do. And honestly, you're probably going to find out that you're being underpaid if they're heavily discouraging talking about pay. And you're going to want to find a new job anyway, so you'll be just fine. Next, let's talk about how you can actually start talking about pay and how you can implement this sort of discussion into your day-to-day conversation with your coworkers and peers. So, how do you discuss money and pay among friends? Well, you got to start small. You got to start simple. Try the money talking points that I created. If you go on my website, moneytalk.skylarfleming.com, under the resources tab, you can find my 7 money talking points. And that's a way to get started talking about money. But how do you get started talking about pay? Well, you honestly just got to bring it up. It's a very hard topic to start talking about because it's not talked about frequently. But I think you just have to bite the bullet. If the person isn't comfortable talking about pay, then maybe you brought it up at the wrong time. Or they have every right to not want to talk about their pay. But getting more and more people talking about their pay can also lead to healthier money discussions, like when it comes to things about investing and retirement and such, because you're investing and investing through an employee retirement plan, but the employees never talk about money. So how do you know what your fellow employees are doing in their retirement plan? That might be something worth knowing. And I think talking about pay starts those other discussions of, hey, did you know this fund in our retirement account's really great and you should look into it? Or they don't want to talk about it, and that's okay. We got to have both sides to this equation. I don't want to force everybody to talk about money. I'm just trying to promote the ideas of why I think it is beneficial for people to talk about money and their pay specifically. But there's an online article that really kickstarted this conversation for me and is really the backbone to this podcast. So let's talk about that next. So this podcast episode was really created and spurred from the idea of this article where it's titled "Meet the 25-year-old TikToker going viral for asking strangers about how much money they make." And that link will be in the show notes, of course. But Hannah Williams on TikTok has been asking people how much they make. And this article spurred me into this topic that we're talking about today. Let's go over some of what it said. The main topic from the article for me is transparency can help close the wage gap. One of the main pieces from the headline is Williams grew frustrated by the business leaders who said that pay transparency would take away their competitive edge or that workers would become unhappy and quit. She also remembered one viral social media post where a recruiter says she offered a candidate $85,000 for a role that had a budget of $130,000 because that's what she asked for. Hannah says, "This really pissed me off." And she said, "You have the budget of what you're willing to pay people, and it says a lot more about what the company is doing and about the recruiter than it does about the employee who accidentally underpaid themselves." And to me, it's crazy that what I'm talking about when I say that companies police or try to enforce the don't talk about pay policies, that's exactly what they're doing. They're underpaying you because you don't know any better, which is unfortunate, and they're probably not paying you fairly. And talking about pay with peers allows us to learn what we should all be doing to get paid fairly and helps us keep the pressure on employees to pay employees fairly, the employers to pay employees fairly, But I really think this article is really interesting. Check out the show notes and make sure to go give it a read or watch the video that's included with it. But really, if you have an employer that's heavily policing or consistently reminding you of the don't talk about pay policy they have, which may or may not be illegal, I would honestly look for another job because odds are pretty high without you asking or digging more into it, you're being underpaid. Or there's a situation where you should be getting paid more than a fellow employee because the starting wage is higher. And this was honestly common I've heard about this in contact center jobs where the pay for a contact center employee will go up with time and with inflation and things like that because it's very entry level. But if you're in the job for a year or a year and a half, you're probably on some sort of a pay scale that's still getting paid what you were getting paid when you started, which the starting pay may have honestly jumped up to equal to or more than you're currently getting paid. So look into that. Look what fair rate is. Ask the new employees what they're getting paid. There's going to be someone you become good friends with that's a new employee. Ask them. I guarantee it'll probably be pretty insightful for you. But let's wrap up today's episode with my thoughts and my opinion about this whole topic. So what do I think? Well, I think that we need to be talking about pay more. Obviously, it shouldn't be the only conversation we're having with people and our coworkers. But when we're considering the need for a raise or a new job, you need to make sure you're talking to your friends and peers about their jobs and their pay. And it may help you lead to a new career area that pays better that you had really no idea about. And I would say that the takeaway from this would be to talk about your pay with your friends. If one of them says that you're underpaid, don't take it personally and use it as an opportunity to look for a better job. Use it as, I guess, a little bit of motivation to get you stirring towards building up that resume and getting searching for a new job. So thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk. We're climbing towards 500 listens and we're getting so close. So please, if you're listening to this, share with a friend and consider leaving a review on whatever podcast player you're listening with. I know this is a shorter episode. I wanted to build an episode around this topic because it's come up a lot more recently in my day-to-day life with my wife and friends' employers that they're not getting paid fairly or that there's pay discrepancies that they wish they knew about. So I think this could be a topic that can help a lot of people. And I hope this shorter episode lets you get a hold of the information really quickly, and I hope it's beneficial. If you like these shorter episodes, please let me know. You can go to moneytalk.skylarfleming.com. There's a contact us button. You can email me moneytalk@skylarfleming.com. You can search moneytalk.skylarfleming on whatever social media. I would love to hear from anyone listening, whether you like shorter episodes or longer episodes, and what you're looking for. I think I like to keep them short because me personally, I've started listening to a lot of podcasts. And quick bite-sized ones where I'm gaining some information are really nice for me. So I hope this podcast helps you. And thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.
Wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,